Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Let's go live to the Tokyo Olympics. We are on with Jim Ryan once again joining us. And Jim, attention still continues to focus on Simone Biles, even though she's not in competition. Over the last 24 hours, what did we learn more? What did we hear from Biles?
Not much. I mean, nothing as far as whether she intends to compete in the individual apparatus later this week, Brian. But she did tweet to her supporters and her friends there, her support, her love for them, their love for her, acknowledging that. She also says that the thing she's learned from this, from taking a step back during these Olympics, is that she's more than just the sum of her accomplishments, that she has personal worth and value as a person as well, and that's what she's feeling from her friends and supporters, especially on social media. So no regrets from her about doing that, but also no word as to whether she'll finish out these Olympics or leave it to her teammates.
Jim, I know there's a ton of support for her, and she's inspiring to so many people. But is there any chance that what she did, it was a shot at U.S. gymnastics?
You know, it's entirely possible, I suppose, that but why would she do that on this large stage? She's also jeopardizing the medal chances of her teammates. I don't know if she would do that. Her best friend is Jordan Chiles on the team, and I don't think that she would make that kind of a stand against USAG simply out of spite or something, knowing that she would be affecting the fortunes of others as well, and her own chances at furthering her gold medal chances here. So it's a good question. It's a legitimate one, and there may be something behind that.
And you know, whether or not that was any part of her thinking going into the decision made during that team competition or the decision now made for the individual all-round competition, it is kind of bringing back these stories. I would imagine USA Gymnastics were hoping that, all right, more gold here. We're going to turn the page, all positive news. And now it's kind of the opposite. People are remembering and bringing back like, oh, wait, this is not an organization who's had a very good past, especially recent past.
No, you're right. Yeah, the allegations against Dr. Nasser and these folks, people involved in the training programs that have been criticized over the last few years. Now, you're right. And somehow Biles has managed to stay above that. Her training program down in Texas and being down there with Jordan Chiles and all of that, she's been somewhat insulated from that. But you're right. I think you're right. It does bring back some of those questions, if not flat-out allegations against USAG, and that's probably going to continue even as Simone Biles makes this day-by-day decision as to whether to continue here.
The U.S., meanwhile, has had more success, especially in swimming.
Wow. Yeah, it's amazing. Caleb Dressel has set an Olympic record, the 100-meter freestyle. Did that last night. The 4x200 women's relay, Katie Ledecky, she was in third place, badly in third place, the USA team was, when she dove into the water. She was the anchor of the team. She swam her heart out. She technique and style and all that aside, she just went for it. She passed up China to rather Australia and managed to bring home the silver there. The gold went to China, but the U.S. would have walked away with gold or maybe nothing if she hadn't put on that extra energy there at the end. And then finally, men's 800-meter freestyle, the very first, pardon me, the first time that's been the Olympics, Bobby Fink, who's from Florida, comes away with the gold.
A lot of events kind of wrapping up, waiting on, you know, some of these track and field things to get started in a couple of days. What does, you know, when you kind of gather the sense of the people who are in the bubble in a strange Olympics without, you know, all the spectators to gather, you know, be able to kind of sense where the public interest is within that bubble? Are people gravitating towards certain events? Are they allowed to? Is there more interest in one thing or another? What do you kind of sense there?
Well, you know, the things that are popular are always popular. Those swimming events that the United States does so well in, the gymnastics events, those with or without Simone Biles or would be well attended in any other year. But sure, people are attracted to those things. But And those, of course, have this eerie silence or very little noise that the athletes kind of cheering each other on. You saw that with the men's all-around finals in gymnastics, that one of the athletes from some country would do his routine. He'd come down and would be congratulated by his opponents, by the competing nation's members. You know, I think they're just trying to build off each other. In an event like three-on-three basketball, women, by the way, won the gold medal in that, U.S. women. They're playing music the whole time. It's like being in an NBA arena almost with the noise and excitement. It's kind of built into the game whether there's a crowd there or not. So I think people are attracted to some of those things, those newer things, skateboarding, three-on-three, because they have a built-in energy.
I heard a report from an athlete in quarantine, Jim, who's speaking out about conditions at the hotel, saying that the lack of fresh air is inhuman. Is this isolated or... are you hearing about this too?
Well, there have been complaints about the food, a lack of food in some of those places, the isolation hotels and other places, even some of the standard places where the athletes are staying. But yeah, the IOC discussed that at the briefing earlier today, our time here, saying that they're trying to address some of those things. The athlete who was quarantine was finally allowed to go outside for a little while, all of them, the isolation athletes, at different times or under strict protocols were allowed to go outside, get some fresh air at least. But, I mean, you can imagine being an athlete coming here to compete. Suddenly you're up almost in a jail cell, essentially.
Almost is maybe even putting it lightly from that Dutch skateboarder, Candy Jacobs. She said that her break from quarantine after having to go on strike was standing at an open window under supervision for 15 minutes in a 24-hour period. I mean, it sounds like the North Korea games.
Yeah. The obvious reason for that, and the IOC hates to do that, hates to see it. They wish they had better conditions for that sort of thing. And they could, I suppose, if they had planned ahead and had a specific place where these people in quarantine could be. But at the same time, the last thing they want to do is have COVID start spreading through the Olympic Village or within the Olympic bubble. It's raging just outside the Olympic bubble across Tokyo and around Japan. So it's an unfortunate side effect of COVID-19 in Tokyo 2020.
And where do we stand with the medal count this morning?
USA leads in the overall count and extended that lead last night at 37. China has 29. Japan has 24. Japan still leads in the gold medal count with 15 to China's 14. The U.S. 13.
Okay, we're coming for that gold title too. Hey, Jim, thanks so much. It's Jim Ryan with us now. I mean, who could have foreseen COVID at the Olympics that might be something they have to plan for? They obviously did not with some of these quarantines.
O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long.
Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.